Oil giants are to blame for hundreds of oil spills that have contaminated Nigeria's Niger Delta, according to the rights group Amnesty International. The organisation points the finger at two major oil companies, Royal Dutch Shell and Italian company Eni, as being responsible for over 500 oil spills in the past year. Oil exploration in the Delta region has been ongoing since the 1950s, when crude oil was first discovered there. Today, Nigeria is the largest oil producer in Africa, but decades of oil spills have caused widespread pollution and destroyed livelihoods. Earlier I spoke to Amnesty International's Mark Dummett, who said the latest oil spill figures were alarming.
Earlier this year, two of the major oil companies that operate in the Niger Delta released their annual figures for the number of spills from their pipelines and other facilities. We at Amnesty International have gone through their figures, and the data that we've come up with is pretty alarming. Last year, Shell reported 204 separate oil spills, while Eni, which operates in a smaller area, reported even more. It reported 349 spills. And just to put this in context, according to available figures for Europe, there were only 10 oil spills a year across the whole of Europe between 1971 and 2011. So, you know, the number of oil spills still occurring in the Niger Delta is really, really disturbing.
As you say, 500 oil spills is significant. How much oil was spilt in the last year?
Well, according to the companies, about 5 million litres of oil was spilt last year. Now, obviously, these incidents varied. Some leaked very little, some leaked an awful lot. Our concern, though, is that the companies might have underestimated the total amount that was leaked. According to past research, we've shown that the companies do underestimate, they do underreport the amount of oil that was leaked. So we believe that a lot more might have been leaked.
What environmental toll is this having on the Niger Delta and its communities?
So, I mean, I was in the Delta last week and saw the appalling damage that's been done by decades of oil pollution there. We're talking about environmental damage. So, for example, the mangrove plants that obviously ring the creeks can be destroyed by oil spills. The fish and shellfish that communities rely on for their food are also obviously affected. In terms of the human dimension, I met people who had been forced to pull their children out of school because they could no longer afford school fees, because they weren't catching the fish that they needed to earn a living. You know, the amount of harm that's being done to both the environment and inevitably to the people who rely on that environment is really enormous. And we're really calling for the companies to properly clean up when these spills occur. And what we've seen time and time again is that they don't do that. The damage of these spills lasts for ages.
How do these spills happen at all?
There are a variety of reasons for these spills. Basically, the oil travels along pipelines, onshore pipelines, which then cross these creeks and rivers. Some of them are caused because of poor maintenance or for operational reasons. A lot of these pipelines are pretty old and they rust or corrode. In other instances, Nigerian groups are involved in trying to steal the oil or in stealing the oil. So they tap the pipes and then leave them to leak.
And how do oil spills usually get reported?
The communities themselves often report these oil spills. The oil companies have a duty to respond within 24 hours to them. But what we've found time and time again is it can take them much longer to do so. And all the while, the oil keeps on spilling into these creeks or into fields and affecting nearby communities.
Given the high number of oil spills, just how extensive will the cleanup be?
Well, the level of pollution is so serious that the cleanup itself that's required is going to have to be massive. The UN Environmental Programme did a study of one small part of the Niger Delta that's called Ogoniland, and they estimated that it would take about 30 years to clean it up, and it would cost billions. It will cost billions for the companies to fund that cleanup.
Are the spills seen as a major catastrophe by politicians in Nigeria, or is it just business as usual?
Well, Nigeria's in election mode. There were presidential elections taking place in about 2 weeks' time, and both the major candidates, the incumbent President Jonathan and the main challenger Buhari, have both talked about the cleanup of the Niger Delta. So it is a major national issue because it affects so many people.
Recently, Shell agreed to pay the Bodo community in the Niger Delta some $83 million in compensation for oil spills. How significant was this settlement for holding polluting companies to account?
Well, first of all, it was really important for the people of Bodo themselves. I was there last week, and you know, I spoke to one couple who said, "Well, now for the first time in years, we can afford to send our children to school." The man had bought a new outboard motor and had increased the size of his fishing boat, so he could now go beyond the pollution to get to the fish stocks elsewhere, so he could start to earn, you know, a proper income for his family. So this money is certainly very, very welcome. The worrying thing is, though, that the cleanup of these creeks hasn't started yet. And so all the rivers and the creeks surrounding Bodo are still full of oil. And, you know, as anyone who's been to Nigeria or West Africa knows, it's a very lively, bustling, noisy place. But down at these waterfronts, these polluted waterfronts, there's silence. There's no life. The mangroves have died. The fish have died. The fishermen aren't there. You don't see the women washing their clothes. You don't see the children playing. It's an environmental catastrophe.
Is there any indication that the oil companies are trying to lift their game?
The oil companies have been based in the Niger Delta for decades, and these issues just are not going away. And I think, you know, the alarming thing about the data that we're presenting now is that it shows that, you know, these spills are still happening on an absolutely unacceptable scale. I mean, in Europe, we wouldn't accept it. You know, Nigeria shouldn't be any different. So whatever the companies say about how they're lifting their game, they're improving their, you know, their operations, the fact is there were more than 500 spills last year in the Niger Delta, and that's just not good enough.